You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This parasha, the main called storyline of the parasha, is Kriyas Yamsuf, the fact that Am Yisrael had the special miracle of the sea splitting and then going in the middle. And one may ask, what do we need this miracle for? What does this add? We just had 10 miracles, 10 makis, 10 plagues in Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim were punished again and again, as the song goes. Now you go out of Mitzrayim and you have another one. What's the idea? Why you need that additional one? You wanted to kill the Mitzrayim, you could have done it in Mitzrayim. What's the point? What is this additional stage that you have? And why is this done in the sea? First ten makas are done on land. They have to go into the sea to get that next maka, the maka of makasayam. It's brought down Shiashim that when you compare what Am Yisrael had in the sea to what Am Yisrael had when they left Egypt, in the sea it's called gold, the puchizov, and in the Mitzrayim we call it silver. It's like a little bit less. Biza Sayam, we know that that what Am Yisrael took over, the Sholol, right, whatever there was, the capture from the Egyptians on the Yom was much greater. What is these two stages? What are we adding in that second stage? And to add to that, it says in Rashi what he brings, the one, Zeh Keil Vanveu, says Rashi, Rosh Shivcha Layam Shloiru Nivim. A maidservant in Yamsuf saw more than the greatest prophet saw later. The Medrash says, "Bashloiru Yecheskel, Cheskel Anavi, Cheskel Ben Buzi, saw in Ma'aseh Merkava the highest levels of revelation of Hashem." Here, a maidservant saw more. What's going on? Why here? Matan Torah that will happen next week's parasha. It says that Hashem opened all the heavens, and he himself spoke to Am Yisrael, and they could stand in the day, you know, Nishma Saprocha, they're so had to leave them. So what is this? What is this revelation that we have here at Kriyas Yamsuf? And finally, the Medrash tells us, it's a famous language that we have in the Medrash, that our Medrash says a little differently. But the famous Lashon that we know is that when Am Yisrael was standing in front of the Yam, of the sea, the Malachim came and said, Hashem, why are you saving these people? Halolu oivdei avodah zarah v'halolu. They're both worshipping idols. Why are you saving Am Yisrael? That's what the Taina was. And the obvious, simple question is, why remember only now? Why didn't you go and claim this claim when you left Mitzrayim? When Am Yisrael was getting the 10 makas, the 10 plagues, makas dam, it's just right away. What are you giving makas dam to the Mitzrayim and saving Am Yisrael? Halol avodah zarah v'halolu. Only now Kriyas Yamsuf comes this claim. Why not that? Why here? Why not before? So to understand that, let's start with an idea that's very fundamental, very sadistic in Yiddishkeit in general. The beginning of Shir Sayam starts, Oz Yoshe Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Sashira Azoyis LaHashem, Vayom Ulaim, where they came and said, Ashir LaHashem Ki Goy Go, Shbuchu, Ez Mizgoyel Gavtono, he is
proud
on the pride, he really has his pride on the proud people. Sus Verochboi, Ramo Vayom. The horse and the rider were thrown in the sea. Says Rashi, what is Suz Baruch Baruch? Shneim kshurim zeh bezeh. The horse and the rider were attached to each other. Va'amayim ma'ilim oysom l'rum. The sea brings them up. O'maridim oysom l'oyim, it brings them down. Fa'inim nifrayim, you don't separate the horse from the rider. It's a miracle, right? The horse and the rider stay together. What's the point in that? What's the point of the source already being attached? And that's the first pasuk. Now it's the first pasuk when the Miriam and Neviah goes out afterwards with the woman and has the own song. It says, what did she sing? Same first pasuk. Horse and the rider attached together. Why is that so significant? Why do we care that the horse and the rider will be together in Shir Sam. So the we mentioned here many times. The Rambam sets up for us the biggest fundamental question in our religion, in Judaism. And that's the question, the way the Rambam calls it, Yediyah U'Bechira, which really means, who is this world belong to? Is this the world of God, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He controls what's going on over here? Or this is a world of man, and man controls what's going on over here? And one hand we know, Hashem is controlling everything. He's ruling the world. We believe in Hashgacha Pratis. We believe in, right, Hanhoga of Hashem, that everything, every detail in the Bria is happening with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the one hand.
Pasuk. Arts Nasan Levnei Adam.
Second hand, on the other hand, we have the idea of free will. Arts Levnei Adam. So what is it? How do you put that together? That's the question the Rambam brings if you do prayer. Big Shaila. But we know they're both true. The Emunah Pshuta is, they are both Emes. But as we mentioned here, last year, I think Pashas Noyah, if I'm not mistaken, really this is the source of the two big fears of the world, two big denials to this basic belief. On one hand, you have people that say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and we're not really doing anything. We're here only as pawns in the game, so to speak, of what Hashem created. We're not really doing anything. We're just like animals. Or comes the other approach, let's call it a more common approach, which is, it all depends on us. We do everything, and therefore, whatever we decide, we are free to do as we wish. What we mentioned last year, Parshas Noach, is really this is the two sources of kefir that we have in the beginning of the Bria, of the creation. We have Dor HaMabul.
But there are Gemaras that openly say that we are in control of our destiny.
Yeah.
Like the Gemara in
exactly.
For example, in Baba Basra that says it's tzedakah if you do it.
That's exactly the Shaila.
And if you don't do it, the Rabbanu Shlomo will get the government.
Not only that we're in control of our destiny. If we don't have control, what do you want from us? Tari Remitzis, you did something right. I didn't do anything.
Right.
Obviously, the basic approach of Bechira, free will, the fact they have Din, they have Dayan, they have a judgment, and a person has to give a report back, is because he's in control. But it's the world of Hashem. So how does that fit? So really, that's where these two theories came. And that's the difference between Dor HaMabul, as we mentioned a few times, Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPalaga. Dor HaMabul went ahead and said, a human being has really no importance in the world. No chashivas. They had gezel, they were stealing, arayas. An adam has no significance, no importance, no chashivas, no pride. You're just a pawn. Dor HaPalaga, exact opposite. What did Dor HaPalaga do? They build a tower to fight Hashem. Are you crazy? You're going to fight the Ribbono Shel? So he said, yes, this is our world. Our Tzedakah Levnei Adam. We can do whatever we want. So we can have control on that too. That's the epitome of the two fears in the world. Am Yisrael believe that these two things can coexist. They believe in these two things together. It's brought down the name of the Gaon Mevilna, that this is what we say every morning. In the Netzach, we say Eile v'rechev ve'eile v'susim. Some people believe in Rechev, meaning that we are the riders, that we're in control, that we're going to be the ones that drive the world. Eile, others say v'susim, we're just horses, we're just pawns. Right now, we don't want to do anything. V'anachnu, we believe in both. B'shem Hashem Elokeinu Naske. Hashem is Yudke Vavke that controls everything, does everything. Elokeinu, that it depends on what we do. We combine these two things together. By the way, Maimon Musgar, It's a little bit of Milsa de Vdichusa, which has a little, but it has a real tone of seriousness in it. Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, Zeichet Zag Levorach, used to say, what does it mean that Berech Avela Basu Sevedach B'Shem, Hashem Lekir Nasker? For a guy, for someone who's not Jewish, to go to faraway places, want to go to Florida, want to go to L.A., they need to work hard. They have to take a rechev, they have to take a susim, take a plane, they take a car, drive for hours until they get to the destination. But anachno, you know how we are able to get to our destination? B'shem Hashem L'kir Naskir, we just start davening, and right away our minds shifted to all the different places in the world. We don't need the horses and the riders, we just need to start davening. That's the Musa that Yankel Gitz used to say. I'm a Muska. But the Goyen says, El Berechev El Basusim refers to the Kfira of the world. You're either a horse or you're a rider, but you're not both. And we believe in both. So brought down Tzvarim, and that's how I heard it from my Rebbe, Ramoy Shapir, Zechet Tzayko, the Shavrocho. So this is what it means. This is the revelation that we had in Kriyas Yamsuf. When we got to Kriyas Yamsuf, we had a revelation of the combination of how Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, human and God, can coexist. Be a world of Hashem and a world of Adam. They're together. That's the revelation. That's the Ros Hashiv Chalayam. She saw things that nobody ever saw later, because later, as Rambam says, it's something that a human mind cannot comprehend. But there we saw it. And that's the idea that this thing has to do, has to be Davka Nasi. Because as the pasuk that you mentioned, the land is where human beings live. The sea is places where human beings don't live. Conceptually, always in Sfarim, Nariza, brought down that when you look at Yabasha towards the Yam, the Yabasha is where you have the normal, natural happenings of the world. And the sea reflects what's called in the Gemara, Mayim She'ein Lehem Soif. Water that has no end. Hashem is also called Ein Soif, no end. The Yam is a reflection, a babua, like some kind of a shadow, not even, obviously not thing itself, but an idea in this world, a place human beings don't live. It's a place of Ein Lehem Soif, of no end. That's the Yam. Kedua, Yam is gematria of 50. 40 plus 10, 50. 50 always resembles Shah Hamishim, the thing above this world, the thing which is, you know, beyond what we have over here. The Chiddush of Kriyas Yamsuf is that there was a Yabosha B'Soichayam. There was a place for human beings inside the sea. In the place of Eit Soif, of no end, in the place of Yom, of Shah Hamishim, there was a place for human beings to walk in and to coexist with that. That's the Chiddush of the Yam. That's a special thing that happens over here. That's why this had to happen in the sea. Until now, the Yabasha, the Stenbach is great. But in the sea, you have a new Chiddush, which is specifically belongs to the sea, belongs to the Yom, belongs to this Chiddush. And how do we go ahead and we symbolize that and we praise that? Comes Am Yisrael and says, Shir la Hashem ki goy go. You know why? Sus verach boy rom of ayom. The horse and the rider, as the Goyen said, the horse, it reflects the ones that believe that we are nothing, we're just pawns in a game. The riders are the one who reflects the kfir that says, we are in control of everything. But the truth is that they both are true. Meaning there is both elements of the world. So what did Hashem do? The horse and the rider were attached together. and they stayed attached in the sea while they're drowning. They're going up and they're going down. And wherever they go, you have your combination of both things. Because the chiddush is a ros hashiv chaloyam ashalor yecheskel. You see over here, how can it be a oretz dosel miyodom and a shamayim shamayim lashem, this combination of two things living together in this world? This is the chiddush of Kriyas Yam Suf. But the question is, why is it here? What's so special? Why now? Why over here? But now that we're going through the parashiyos, the answer is, seems to be clear. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we mentioned previous weeks, there was a new revelation. A revelation of Hashem, of Yudke Vovke, beyond the world. The Gila that Hashem is controlling this world. The Gila that Hashem controls the world was a revelation, and when that revelation came, there was no place for human beings to play a role. We gave a shiur about it right before Pesach last year. What's brought down in Sfarim, the Baal Tanya speaks about it in length, is the Holy Tzias Mitzrayim is what's called the Sarusa de Leilo. It's a revelation from above. We didn't deserve it. We're not in the level to get to it. And because we're not in the level to get to it, it had to come from Hashem. So to speak, Hashem is the one who made the Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though from our perspective we weren't there. We always like to mention, I think we mentioned that shiur before Pesach, the Leshem. The Leshem says, a Gevaldig Yesoid, says that Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim Bechi Pazoin. They were running out. Why were they running out? So the famous answer is that if they would wait one more minute, they would fall down to Shaya Chamishim. They would fall down to the place where nobody could come out. Brought down the name of the Chidah. The Leshem is bothered with this question. It says, why? Why are Mitzrayim so bad? They're about to fall down the cliff and lose everything. They just experienced the 10 Makkos that took at least 6 months, if not more. They went through, they just saw Yad Hashem. So you would think that if they didn't progress too much, they're at least not, they're not anymore at the edge of the cliff. They're already seeing Gilui Hashem in the world. Furthermore, the question just stopped by this year. He says, I don't think he brings it. We know that Paro told Am Yisrael to leave at Chatzos. Am Yisrael said, no, wait till the morning. So you wait till the morning, then you run out? Because maybe one more minute of Mitzrayim would be too bad, so leave a little bit earlier. But the Leshem has a different shot. Says, you know what Am Yisrael ran out of Mitzrayim b'chipozim? Because Am Yisrael did not deserve to leave Mitzrayim. And therefore what? They didn't belong to this unbelievable revelation, this unbelievable experience. Dugma Adover, an example is when a person opens a door, he goes into a room. It's a big room in the hotel. And he realizes that a huge conference is going on there, a conference which he's not invited to. So what does he do? A person finds himself in a room he doesn't belong to. He turns around and very quickly gets out of the room. You don't stay there. You don't belong here. It's not your place. You don't walk around slowly, look around the pictures, and say hello to people if you don't belong there. You turn around and get out of there. Says the Leshem, Am Yisrael went a place they didn't belong to. But the Jerusalem is a place to speak of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui. It's not you. You don't belong here. You don't deserve to be here. You're here anyway. Just get out of here fast. That's why I'm so bad at Bechi Plaza. Yetzias Mitzrayim is it comes from Hashem. We don't belong there. We don't deserve it. That's the one end. But Matan Torah, which we have next week, is the exact opposite. There are Yisrael counting 49 days, building up stage after stage to get to Matan Torah, to the place where they get the Torah, and the Torah will come in their hands. And they will be in control of the Torah. And they'll be their Torah delay. And the Torah is given from Shabbat to the Haaretz, as brought down in one Shabbos, that Am Yisrael gets the Torah, which Rabbeinu goes to Shemayim and says, I want to give it down to the earth. If we move it into the way it is, into the hands of human beings. Human beings are now in the full control capacity a human being could be. They were supposed to be even higher if they wouldn't have lost the Torah. Ani amarti lo kevatem, uvnei oyilan kulchem. Whoever learns the Fiyamim, that was a daf just now. Am Yisrael lost it in Chet Egel. But the Torah is when Am Yisrael gets to a stage where they not only deserve, belong there, they become, to a certain extent, fully in control of what's going on in the world and in Torah. So you're going through the tears of trying where Am Yisrael really don't belong there. It's all the Torah said the Leilu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going up to the Torah where you it's your place. It's where you belong to. Everybody gets their share in Torah. Theory doesn't say Rosa Shivcha Layam Ashlo Yecheskel. Shivcha did not see so much. Shivcha saw what her Shaykhah's Torah is. Each one is own level. So you're going from that place to this place. In the middle, you have Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is the revelation how both things coexist. The world of Hashem, which is the Tzedek tribe, and the world of Am Yisrael, which is about the Torah. World of human beings about the Torah. Where does these two places meet? They meet at Kriyas Yamsuf. At Kriyas Yamsuf, there's a revelation. There's Akish Baruch Hu. But then there's an Adam too. And these two things are together. That's the process. That's what it goes over there. And therefore, that's what it says in that's a pshat. That's what you want. That's the addition that you have in Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not about the Torah. The Torah is human beings in their place. It's not Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself, as we mentioned previous weeks. Yud Kevav Keshev Hashem, Eke Asher Eke. I'm here, I'm in control, it's my own world. It's the combination of these two things together. Is the Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf has to be in the sea. The Kriyas Yamsuf has to be with the place where is the Gilui of Ein Sof, revelation of Ein Sof. Kriyas Yamsuf is in between. Doesn't belong to Yetzias Mitzrayim. You couldn't go ahead and finish it up over there. Because you need to have the end of Yetzias Mitzrayim where human beings are there too. And this basically continues what we started talking about last week. That you have Gilui Hashem in the world, but it comes through us. There is Gilui Hashem in the world, for sure. But it comes through Am Yisrael, through human beings. Yetzias Mitzrayim is less apparent. Am Yisrael is coming out, Am Yisrael will be a Gilui. And Kriyas Yamsuf, you need Am Yisrael to get to the sea. To have a Nachshon Ben Aminadov that jumps into the sea. And then they walk in there and they are saved in a miraculous way, living in the water. And only then the mitzvah can be nevut. You have a full revelation of Gilui Hashem in the world. And the full revelation how that can be together with Adam. The Kriyas Yamsuf is called Gumar Gulosom, Rashi says it. It's the end of the Geula. Which really means like this. After we came and revealed that Hashem is everywhere. controls everything. Defines stuff, as we mentioned, that the Rabbeinu Bechai, that was the three stages of the Makkos, that eventually is Kain Kamoyi Bekev Arts. So one will ask, so where does a human being belong to? So what does Adam do here? It's the world of Hashem. So here comes the answer in Kriyas Yamsuf. It's the world of Hashem. But there's still Bechira. There's two free will. These two things can coexist. That's what happens. You have a Gilu of Adam. You have a Gilu of a human being over here. And that's the Gilu of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the Gemar Gula. Yeah, it's even strong. Only you have a relation that Hashem is controlling the world. It's great. It's beautiful. But I need to know what we have to do over here. So only when you get to the stage of Kriyas Yamsuf, to the place where Adam can be revealed, in the Yom, you can have an Adam living. That only then you have the end of the Geula. That's why the Mitzrayim were not finished until then. Because they're not fully nikal. They're not fully redeemed from Mitzrayim. Until they don't go through the sea and you have a Geula that Adam could be living over here. That combination of the free will in the world of Hashem. Without that, what's the point? That's why it's not done until there. And Mimele. That's why only here comes the Malachim and say, or the Sanachmem, the Satan, says, Halalu if they have deserved it, Halalu. I don't understand why you're saving these people more than these. Why this nation gets a redemption more than the other one? No, they don't deserve it. Why do you like them more than the other? Until now, nothing to do with you. The people were not the subject of the matter over here. It was a Gilu of Hashem. So Hashem says, I'm revealing myself. Feel myself through him, it's only me. It's nothing to do with human beings. So there's no tightness. Is it Teruza de la Elo? It's Hashem revealing him. Revealing himself. But now I'm coming to reveal a nation. Now finally you have the human beings over here. Human being. Why you want them more than others? Now comes the taina. That's why it's Dafka over here. That is the Gilu, that's the revelation of Kiyasan. So that's the special chiddush that you have over here. The chiddush that an Adam can live together with Hashem. You have the world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you world the world of Adam. And that these two things can coexist. That is the chiddush that you have over here. And Rimele, it says, there's a, Ramosh Shapiro used to always mention it, that the Ramban says in Kriyas Yamsuf, that only after Kriyas Yamsuf, Am Yisrael were refined and elevated themselves to a place where they can eat the mon. Only the ones who went through Kriyas Yamsuf can eat the mon. Because the mon is the food, only people that were so, you know, elevated to this place of Gilu that you have over here, they're the ones that came to Mon. The Mechilta tells us that the Torah was given only to Yichli Yaman, only to the people that eat Mon. So it comes out that Kriyas Yamsuf is the way to get to Matan Torah. In order to get to Matan Torah, you have to eat Mon, as the Rashi says. In order to eat Mon, you have to go through the Kriyas Yamsuf. So only once they went through Kriyas Yamsuf, they could get the Torah. And according to what we're saying is, only once they went through Kriyas Yamsuf and you understood that you have a place for Adam to work in the world of Hashem, now you get the Torah. Without that, what's the point of the Torah? What are you doing? I'm not doing anything. It's all the world of Hashem. But now that I went through Yamsuf and I revealed what Adam does, now I have a place, now I have the right, now I have the ability to receive Torah. So that's why I want to Kriyas Yamsuf, gets the mon, gets the Torah. Through the Kriyas Yamsuf, you're able to get the Torah. That's the Gemara, that's the end of the Geula. So we have the Chiddush over here, the Kriyas Yamsuf is another stage. There's really three stages over here. You go to Mitzrayim, there's revelation of Hashem. You get into Matan Torah, that's where you have Adam taking over the Torah. But you need to have a place where it explains how these two things are together. And that's what Kriyas Yamsuf is all about. Through that, through the Gilu that we have over here, we're able to go and really receive Torah and become Am Yisrael, that the Am, which is the Yisrael Shebechor Espar, the ones who reveal Kadosh Baruch Hu through their deeds, after they know, after they have the Emunah, that really Hashem is the one who controls the world.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.